rise for this closing song of worship together. As we were in prayer, I felt God leading us to just take a little step of intentionality in our worship. So as we're talking about leaning into his presence more and not pulling away, I want to just encourage you as we're going through this last song to in some way take a step closer to him. And sometimes we do things like physically, you know, like we're holding out our hands, you know, we're lifting them up. And it's like this physical representation of like spiritually what's taking place. And so here I want to encourage you to literally take a step forward. So if you come, like step up and come to the altar, if you move up just one row, or if you step into the aisle, whatever that looks like, and don't do it right now just because I told you to do it, but wait until the Lord says, step, and take that step intentionally, leaning in closer to him.
Before you, I bow.
push here, if you haven't yet taken that step forward, do it now. Jesus is in this room.
So in holy moments when the people of God encountered him, when the one who was and is to come is manifesting his presence. Holy moments are not ones we run away from, but we run to because he welcomes us. He is the mediator and he's torn the veil, and the veil now has become his body, and he welcomes us in. So we bless the work that you're doing, Jesus. You're in this room. We thank you. You were, you are, and you will be forever. You are the King who is enthroned in glorious, glorious splendor. Father, I bless your people in your name, Jesus, with greater awakening to your glory, greater awakening to your life, to your death, and to your resurrection, and all that you have done. May there be new discoveries of who you are. Father, may we lean in. May we lean into Jesus, and may we lean into your people. Jesus, you said, do not fear, for I hold the keys to death and to Hades. There's nothing to fear in your presence. There's much to behold, but there's nothing to fear. Increase our vision of you. Increase our vision of you. Amen. If the Lord is continuing to work, there's no need to rush off. But if you are sensing that freedom to go, you would be dismissed. May the Lord reawaken you to the life and resurrection of Jesus in a fresh way. Would ask that if you have conversation, just to do that out in the entryway so that those who want to continue to linger in his presence can do that. If there are areas of prayer that you have need for, I'd certainly welcome you for that if you want someone to pray with. And may the Lord bless you as you go. go in his peace.